So our final presentation for the day will be of the morning session will be development of swine farms in eastern China, implications to contamination of soil and water by veterinary antibiotics.
Okay, thank you. And good morning, everybody. And I'm from Institute of Soil Science and Chinese Academy of Science and Science and in China. And I'm now in Texas A&M as a visiting scholar. And I'd like to begin my presentation from the Chinese cuisine culture. Yeah, some of you might know that Chinese cuisine culture is cuisine is very famous around the world. But you might not know that pork plays an important role in it. Pork now accounts 60% of 60% of the total meat consumption in China and has been in the main meat in China. So therefore, China has become the largest pork production country in world. So a lot of swine farm developed in the past decades. One of the main problems that is resulting from the swine raising is the large use of antibiotics in the form of mixed with the feeds or administered regularly. So we can compare the data from the among the different countries that although we don't know the total use of the antibiotics in China, but from the animal promotion, you propose the use of in animal growth proportion that China is 6,000 tons have been used annually and much larger than other countries. And actually, a lot of antibiotics abuse is very serious than we expected. So, a lot of antibiotics used in animal production would eventually excreted into the environment, as mentioned before in this morning, and as shown in this slide, we can see there are several ways that antibiotics exposure in environment from manure and soil. From manure, when it applied on the fields, antibiotics can accumulate in soil and whether leaching downward to groundwater and or goes to the surface water by runoff. In the root of soil, it can go to surface water direct after some treatment or even without treatment and or goes to the sludge. Goes to sludge and goes to, after sludge disposal, it will go to the soil. So that's why we want to know determine the antibiotic levels in the different environmental metrics. The contamination of the antibiotics in environment is the forming the antibiotics resistant genes in natural environment. I got these pictures from Science magazine published July 2008. It tells us that antibiotics resistant gene and to enter other pathogens and environmental bacteria and eventually have the negative impact for human health. So the objective of our research is to determine the level of antibiotics in environment and its relationship with the swine farm development. So the region we selected is located in the east of China, and it's Qiaoxi River. It's a main stream of Taihu Lake. Goes through four counties covering around 2,300 square kilometers. There's two reasons why we select this region as a study area. The first is that the swine region is well developed in this region. Around 3 million pigs would be raised annually and based on the prediction, there would increase to 4 million by 2020. That means a lot of pig manure and the sewage would be discharged and emissioned in this region. And another reason that we selected this as a study area is that the geography of this region, it's featured in a plain and with a lot of river network such as the Tiaoxi River and the Taihu Lake, and Tiaoxi River has a lot of branches in its in this region, and so it's a river network, and contaminants might be transported efficiently into other media, and so it comes into the environmental multimedia contamination. So we collect samples from the upstream of the Tiaoxi River to the river lake confluence, and collect surface water samples, sediment samples, and four times in 3 years with different seasons. We also selected a typical swine farm in these regions that are located in the upstream of the Tiaoxi River. It's around 5 kilometers to a branch of Tiaoxi River. And the farm is a kind of medium size, and around 20,000 pigs would be raised annually, and a lot of manure and sewage would be produced and discharged in surrounding areas. So we take samples, manure samples from the swine farm, and also take soil samples, drinking water samples from the wells in the village nearby. A total of 14 antibiotics were analyzed by UPLC and 10 mass spectrums, including four kinds of tetracycline and three kinds of sulfonamides and two of quinolines and two of macrolides, three of chloramphenicols, and the last column is the limit of the detection. And next, I will show some results of the analysis. And this is this slide is for surface water. the horizon axis is the 14th antibiotics we've analyzed, and the different color of the column is the different sample time. As shown in this picture, we can find that all the antibiotics can be detected in the surface water and in different concentrations. The main contaminants in this river is that the tetracyclines, such like doxycycline cyclines or oxy tetracyclines, that reach to above 1,000. And among the different sampling times, the summer season in China, in the east of China, July and June is summer season. So in some seasons, the concentration in water seems higher than other seasons. This is reasonable, I think, because in some seasons in this region, high rainfall would result in the increase of runoff, so it might increase the concentration of the antibiotics in the water, surface water. As for sediments, we also collected seven sites, and it also dominated by the tetracyclines, and so we selected the chloral tetracycline as a case to show the relationship between concentrations in sediments and when the soil raising amount. The access is the holding access is the sampling sites located in the four counties from upstream to the River Lake confluence, and the left y axis is CTC antibiotics concentrations for the column, and the right axis y axis is the amount of swarm lysin in the four counties for the black spots. As we can see from the pictures that the counties here we means 13. With the highest amount of swine lesion, and is happened to the with the highest concentration of antibiotics in sediments, showing a relation significant relationship in spatial. And this two slides is for the antibiotics in in a regional scale, and the next two slides would be show the antibiotics concentration in at a site specific scale, and we collected the manure samples from the swine farm, as I mentioned, and the soil samples from the surrounding area agriculture field. As we can see from the left pictures, it is tetracyclines in the manure samples. It's very high, and especially for the chlorotetracyclines, it's please notify that the unit is per million per part million. So it's very high. It's around 114 for fresh manure, but it would not degrade too much after composting. And so when it applied onto the soil, the soil was contaminated severely by the manure and by the antibiotics. And as we know that drinking water is very close to our human health, we also collect samples from the wells in the village, nearby village, and with a different distance from 200 to 1,000 meters to the swine farm. And it's unbelievable that all the 14 antibiotics can be detected from the drinking water, and it shows that decrease with the increase of the distance from the sampling site to the swine farm, and showing a swine farm influence to the drinking water. So we can conclude from the study that first is the development of swine farm in the Chaoxi River Basin in East China has resulted in the contamination of antibiotics in multimedia, such as water, sediments, and soil. And here we found tetracyclines are the main contaminated antibiotics, and followed by the sulfonamide. And the third is that with the agricultural disposal of manure should be re-evaluated with respect to the antibiotics contamination. And last but not the last, we think that we should investigate antibiotic resistant genes for this area. And last, this research is a part of the water research project in China. And I would also like to take this opportunity to thank Dr. Lepter in Texas A&M for his financial support for my participation in the conference. Thank you. Yeah.
And then the size of the operation associated with the sediments of the stream or river closest to the operation. So what sediments?
Sediments in river sediments.
River sediments.
Yeah. And the same times we collected water. So there's some.
address the, did you talk about the method of extraction from the sediments?
I didn't mention that, but we use the solid phase extractions. That's for water. And we use the water methanol and EDTA methylene buffer to extraction and use the sonication extractions. Yeah. 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 It's. I think it's used a lot in these areas, tetracyclines, for growth promotion, increase the weight of the swine. And I think it's the main purpose of the use of it. Yeah, you know, tetracycline is not used for human now in China, and so a lot of it would be still being used in animal production.
Yeah.